This is episode one, The Start. Greetings, and welcome to The Place, a podcast about writing for writers and non-writers alike. I'm your host, Chris, also Pyro, and today's episode is about the start of a story. So you want to write a story? It seems easy enough. All you need is a pen, a piece of paper, and an idea. Then the words just start flowing. Or not. If you've ever actually done this, you know that it's not that easy. So why do people do this? I interviewed some people to find out. This is Donnie. Alright, and what's your name?
Donnie Hart.
Okay, so, have you ever written a story?
No.
Have you ever had any ideas, like watched a TV show and thought, oh, I have an idea for something?
Yeah.
What was the idea?
It was more of like YouTube, if that counts. More of, if they would have done this, it would have been funnier. And then to the point where, hey, I want to start a YouTube channel and make videos like them and see where I can take this.
What was the idea?
Just like talking about certain things that people are going, like what's going on with people nowadays, and hopefully got to the audience where people can realize this and actually talk to their loved ones about, like, if they're going through it, instead of just getting mad at them and, like, yelling at them and making the whole situation worse.
This is MJ. What's your name?
MJ.
All right. Have you ever written a story?
Yes.
All right. What was the story about?
I was trying to world build for a book I thought I was going to write, and it was a fantasy story, so it didn't have much of a plot. It was just trying to pull ideas together. It was very loose. It was a long time ago, though.
Would you say anything inspired this?
My love of reading, and I wanted to see if I was able to write as well as my favorite authors did.
Any personal experiences, do you think?
With writing?
Yeah, like, did anything personally meaningful to you inspire this?
Not with the story, but I have written other stuff on my own time, whether it be journaling or poetry. It usually comes from a place of whether I'm really sad or feeling a lot of anger.
And finally, here's Carly. Hello. Have you ever written a story?
I have.
All right, what was it about?
My life.
All right, and what inspired you to write this story about your life?
My grandma passed in the summer, and I needed something to write all my feelings down, so I wrote my whole life down.
Would you say that it helped you sort of figure out what you were feeling?
Yes, I think it did, and like reading it out loud helped a lot.
Very cool. Thank you. These are all very different reasons, but all of them have a personal element, whether that's wanting to write because you love reading or because you have emotions to work through. Let's look at external inspiration first. Star Wars was inspired largely by Western films. George Lucas borrowed a lot of key tropes, themes, character archetypes, and even scenes from the genre and other movies. Pokemon was inspired by Satoshi Tajiri's love of insects and bug catching. Dragonlance, a novel series, is inspired by Dungeons & Dragons and campaigns run in the 3.5e role-playing system. Beyond the surface-level inspirations, however, are those internal to the writer, like Carly and her grandmother. These are personal things, like how the author felt at a certain time in their life. J.R.R. Tolkien's saga was inspired by the feeling of exploring strange new lands, which he got from his military deployment in Africa. So in conclusion, people write because they experienced something, and they were inspired to make something because of it. Writing can be a good way to explore yourself and things that you love. Give it a try, you might like it. The Place is a WPSR production. Big thanks to our interviewees, Donnie, Carly, and MJ. Follow The Place on WPSR HD for more. I'm Chris. also Pyromane. And this is the end of the podcast. Podcast out. Out.